Time now for thumbs. Bruce, take it away.
Well, my thumb is down to the retirement of Marion Bartoli, who walked away from tennis 40 days after winning Wimbledon at age 28. She said her body was done. She said Wimbledon was probably the last bit of something that was left inside her. Well, it's a shame. It feels like a snap decision from someone who made tennis so much more interesting. Bartoli was a basket of intellect and idiosyncrasies, starting by not bouncing the ball before she served, in a sport where so many athletes seem mass-produced. This is maybe for the best. She'd had a rough year, and Wimbledon was a soft schedule, burst of lightning in a bottle. And in the end, she left her way in an empty press room in Cincinnati. Her way was always how she played.
Steve?
My thumb is up to Andrew Albers, the 27-year-old from North Battleford, Saskatchewan, for winning the longest drive competition in Major League Baseball. And I'm not talking golf here. Albers drove from Saskatchewan to Arizona, from Arizona to Florida, 32 hours in all to pursue a future in baseball. The drive to Florida and some craftiness earned him a contract with the Minnesota Twins, and against all odds, he began his big league journey in incredible form last week. First a shutout, then another shutout. He threw 17 and a third innings before finally giving up an earned run and being defeated last night. We have no idea how long this will last for Albers, but we do know this. This left-hander has drive.
Michael?
Yes, Rafael Nadal schooled him in the Rogers Cup final last Sunday, and yes, he lost to John Isner in Cincinnati Thursday. Still, my thumb is up to Milos Raonic. Sandwiched between those defeats, Raonic had an obscure yet significant win. Raonic beat Janko Tipsarevic in Cincinnati to run his record against the Serb to 3-0, but this was the first time he had won in straight sets. You will soon be pronouncing Tipsarevic with ease. With Viktor Troicki's doping suspension, Tipsarevic will be the Serbian number two behind Novak Djokovic in the Davis Cup semifinal against Canada next month. Even on Belgrade clay, a confident Raonic makes an upset possible.
And my thumb is down to the former Washington Redskin quarterback who wants to become the personal shrink to the current Washington Redskin quarterback, Robert Griffin III. Donovan McNabb has plenty of experience after playing 13 seasons in the NFL, but that doesn't mean he needs to impart his wisdom on others in a public forum and use the excuse he's just trying to help. On his radio show this week, McNabb, who had a very tumultuous one-year stint in Washington, said RG3 is being, quote, brainwashed, and then he added, clearly, the young generation, they think they have all the answers. He's going through a little turmoil right now, trying to make it out on the field, and it's unfortunate. Saying those things in a public forum, whether they're true or not, is not helping. You played the position. You should know how it works. Reach out to him quietly if you want, but don't scream it to the world. You had your time in the spotlight. Now it's time to let others shine and for you to fade into the background and not to keep making the story about you. So as we think about that now, RG3, are we okay with him saying, you know what, Donovan, I don't need to talk to you. We're good.
I would like RG3 to listen to somebody because I don't really like the way Mike Shanahan's dealing with him.
And I like what McNabb said because that's what his employers are paying him to do.
The one person he shouldn't be listening to, from what I've heard, his father.
Really?
Yes. Mm.
And now, the other thing, though, is RG3 ready to come back this year? Should he have been back on the field last year? Will he be 100%? Is he trying to push himself too much being the first-year guy now going into second?
No, it's fascinating in football how these guys are such enormous assets. RG3 could change the Washington Redskins franchise. You got to treat him with kid gloves, man.
I don't think that he made a mistake keeping him on the field last year necessarily, because I don't know. You're not a doctor. You don't know exactly what he's doing at that point in time. But I think this year they're playing it so carefully and so smart.